Chris Half joins us from MLB.com. Chris, did you know Bill at all? Did you meet him?
A little bit, Marty. I covered the A's in 2004, and I was lucky enough to make his acquaintance. I just wish I had spent more time with him.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. And, of course, a big reason I'm sitting here today is Bill King. You know, he was such a – I grew up in the Bay Area. He was such an influence on me. I mean, games – Raiders games – Warriors games particularly became high theater,
yeah.
You know, and I lived and died with his broadcasts. He was just outstanding.
As Hank said, he was almost bigger than the game. It was more you wanted to hear him describe it. And that's the way broadcasters should be. Think of Dwayne and John and Dave. You know, you want to hear their take on the game. And that enhances it for you. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Between Bill and Lon. And, you know, I was lucky enough to hear Russ Hodges. I'm old enough to have heard Russ Hodges for his last couple of years with the Giants. You know, they were, again, a huge influence on me.
Well, even with you guys, you know, a game happens, and I know what happens, but I want to hear you and your story. I want to read it. It's Hank or Andy or Alex. I want to know what your take is, and it's part of going through a season with you. And I think that's a big part of what Bill did, and I think you do it as well as a writer.
Well, I hope so, Marty. Thank you. You know, because, again, you know, you keep on listing more and more influences, but all these people did shape me. Bob Stevens was who the press box is named in honor of, an enormous... You know, I wish I could have told him, you know, because I remember he was the official scorer for a few games at Candlestick that I covered when I was in Houston, and I never did get a chance to say, you know, Mr. Stevens, you know, shaped my career.
Yeah, longtime writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and the Seals before the Giants got here. And I got to know him when I first got over here in 1996, and he would say, where would you rather be? And I say, nowhere else. This is where you want to be. Let me tell you where you can get the book, though. Barnes & Noble in Dublin, Laurel Books in Oakland, The Bookshop in Hayward, The Book Tree, Montclair Village, Diesel Books in Oakland, Moe's in Berkeley. Is that Moe, the caller that we have? And Books, Inc. in Alameda. And, of course, on Amazon. It's still the number one baseball book being bought on Amazon right now. So it's a great one. All right, Chris Haft is with us, MLB.com. Chris, looking at this ball club, we all heard the press conference yesterday of Brian Sabian. What did you take from it as far as their approach for the winter? International, trading, free agency, Hunter Pence, negotiating with Larry Bear last night in the clubhouse. What's going on with this ball club as we... It's going to end tomorrow, then this club gets down to work on Monday.
Yes, as you and I talked before, Marty, you know, Brian Sabian has a lot of decisions to make, a ton. He's going to have to maintain an open mind. But he said himself, you know, he talked about the changes that had to be made, about how the previous window through which they crawled through the to the 2010 and 2012 World Series, that window shut. Now it's time to open. Find somehow a new one. But, you know, I mean, he admitted the free agent pool isn't that great. The talent isn't there. The trades are almost impossible to make these days. So, he re-emphasized re-signing their, you know, holding on to their own talent. So, I do wonder where the changes are going to come from. It's going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the international market is an easier way to do it because you're getting players, and we've seen their impact in the big leagues right now. Puig is one. Cespedes is another one. So if you can find a guy like that, you know, you're not losing anyone off your team. You're just spending money. And it's not our money, so go ahead and spend it. But Alex was here earlier, and I said, you know, Javi Lopez is such a great guy and such a part of this ball club. 57 inherited runners, 51 stranded, 2 homers in 3 years. And this could be his last weekend as a Giant, and they don't win the World Series without him. But he's sort of just riding off into the sunset, perhaps. He needs a moment. He needs a moment here. Bochy's got to hear about this.
Javi's one of my favorite guys on the team, so you're preaching to the choir here. And, you know, and you're right. What a, you know, essential part of a winning team, and that's just it. You know, I know the Giants feel they can contend next year. But does Javi become a luxury item, or is he, you know, although Brian did say yesterday, talked about how much he what a linchpin of the bullpen he is. I think they'll make some sincere efforts to keep him, but this may be, you know, his last chance to make a – he's turned down – he's left money on the table in previous go-rounds with free agency to stay with the Giants, and I just wonder whether that's going to happen again.
Wow. Juan Perez, what do you see with him? Of course, he's hitting the heck out of the ball. He had a big trip to New York and hit the ball hard last night. Is he the Andres Torres of 2014?
There's a possibility, Marty. You know, September baseball can be illusory, as I think you and I have also talked off the air. And, you know, I can see him being maybe another Torres, another Gregor Blanco, being a good, you know, reserve outfielder type guy. I don't know if he's an everyday player.
Well, we'll see. He's certainly not hurting his chances here. Chris, Heath Hembree, Sabian talked very, and Bochy too, very high terms of him. I would assume he's on the team. There's nothing else for him to do in Fresno. If he's not on the team, where's he going?
You're right. I think he's going AT&T Park next year, where he's going. Maybe in a – I think they do need to keep him in a limited role at first. I don't know if he's ready for, you know, eighth inning setup, obviously, but you can wean him along in a sixth or seventh inning. And, you know, Bruce is so good at using the bullpen, I think he'll get the most out of him next year.
All right, Chris Haft is with us. I'll put you on the spot, as we like to do, in the last weekend. I know we've got a lot of votes coming up. I'm going to ask you about MVP. Are you voting for anything, by the way?
I do not get, because of my affiliation, I don't get a ballot.
Very good. So I can ask you this. MVP in the National League. I think Kershaw's got Cy Young pretty well wrapped up. In American League, probably Chris Davis or Cabrera. And I'm not sure about the sign. Max Scherzer's got 21 wins. It's tough to say no to him. But what about the MVP of the National League? And we think of Molina, McCutchen, maybe Kershaw. Who gets this thing?
I am leaning toward McCutchen. I think a lot of my peers seem to be. It's one of those things where it goes beyond the numbers. He has held that team together. You know, he's the guy they look to, you know, for the big hit. I know I'm spewing cliches here, but I think that's where it narrows down to for me.
All right. Hey, great to have you here, and again, another good season for you at MLB.com, and it'll be pretty good. I know you may be pulling for the Reds. You used to cover the Reds,
right.
So we'll see what happens. Whenever I think of the Reds, I think of you. But I appreciate you being on with us, and another great season for you, and you make it very enjoyable for everybody.
Oh, thank you, Marty. I really appreciate that.
All right, Chris Haft, MLB.com.